This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, franchise from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some requests to sing a Spanish song, and while I certainly can't match Andy Russell and the other boys who are Spanish, can't even come close to him, to be candid. Here's a song that I've always loved, and anytime you go around really having a Mexican jam session or a wing game, and they're faking and ad-libbing and improvising, here's a song they always sing, Bolachito.
Me voy para olvidar. Le quiero mucho. También me quiere. Pero chica, me voy hasta la capital. A servir el patrón que me mando la mano canta ayer. Yo lo quise traer. Dijo que no. Este a pie de luna. A que vuelva. Me voy hasta la capital, a servir el pezón y me mando la mano ante amor.
Nice story, Bing.
Well, not exactly electric, but adequate, I think.
Mm-hmm. Bing, you know, I'm not one to make a big issue of things.
What, but what's the matter now?
What in the world has come over you tonight?
What do you mean?
Well, you're wearing a necktie.
Oh, can you notice?
Yeah.
It's a hand-painted job, too. Ori Kelly.
Hand-painted by Ori Kelly. Now, let me see it.
Look out, Bing. It's back. Don't touch it. Didn't die yet.
Oh, real fresh, sir.
Uh-huh.
What a pretty design. What is it?
Well, Ken, this represents the painting of the old Absinthe House in New Orleans, the morning after.
Oh, I see. And look at that, a new transparent tri-clip.
Well, actually, Ken, it's just got taste, but it does the trick.
Thank you, man. It really works. And, Bing, you got a haircut.
Why, a devil haircut.
It's sure there.
Two on the left. I knocked them off. I went first class. I even went for a shake or two of Lucky Tiger.
Oh, no, yes.
Didn't it have a heavenly scent?
You're really living it up.
Young moderator.
And look at that suit.
Nice?
Yeah. You know, Bing, it's the first time I've ever seen you wearing a coat and pants that match.
Yeah, I got another pair of pants that match me.
Two pairs of pants?
Yeah, I intend to do a lot of sitting around this year.
Well, of course. Say, this is really something. You're really a knockout.
Thank you.
You look like you just slipped off a rocket, Jim Clinton.
I say, kid.
No, I mean it.
Well, I guess you've never seen me so dusted up before, huh?
Well, I haven't, actually. What's the idea of dressing up so perfectly? You've been called for jury duty? You're going to co-sign a note to somebody?
Nothing like that, Jim. This is my new suit for Easter.
Oh, your Easter suit.
Yes, I'm having kind of a preview, Jim.
I must say, you look like a new man, just as sharp as an Easter bunny. Tell me, how does it feel to own a suit of clothes?
Oh, I don't own this suit, Ken. I got it from Paramount. I'll have to be back in the wardrobe department first thing Monday morning.
First thing Monday morning? What's the rush?
They'll hold him. He's scheduled to wear the picture first suit. He's kicked off at 9.
Well,
down at the junkyard.
You can enjoy it over the weekend anyway.
Oh, you? I shall.
But to be careful, don't spill anything,
all right? Oh, no, I'll watch it. I'll be kidding careful. Now, Ken, now that I'm all dressed up there, I think I could do a rather big type of song. You know, something with Nelson Eddy, Gordon McRae, Alan Jones, and maybe John Cowles. Tell me,
right? Take it easy. Don't stir the gusset or anything. You know what that...
Okay. Buddy, let's just act away at something, huh? Mm-hmm.
Unsuspecting heart, you took advantage of my unsuspecting heart. Why didn't someone warn me at the very start? When first we met and love was new, and when you smiled at me, my heart began to feel that thrill of ecstasy. I should have known our love would never ever be. You took my unsuspecting heart. I trusted you. I believed in your lies. Ah, but fools in love are never wise. Now that I'm alone, I have no one that I can call my very own. My love was meant for only you, just you alone. You broke my unsuspecting heart.
Taking place in America today, each one of these changes brings an equally great opportunity for all of us. Businessmen and farmers, factory and office workers, students, housewives, tunies. Read about the tremendous changes that are happening and are going to happen in America. Read The Future of America. Write to Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York, for your free copy now. Sort of wrap things up, put a ribbon on them.
tie a bow on this tonight's doings. Here's a song that I hope you enjoy.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be near your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moment I shared with you? Those moments before we see
evening. Matter of fact, that's all for this week. You have a nice weekend, dear.
Bing Crosby Show was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Joe Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter, hoping you have a pleasant weekend. And be with us again on Monday, won't you?
Take a number from 1 to 10. Double it and add a million. And that's how many laughs you'll get tomorrow night when Indiana's Gift to Gladness. Herb Spiner guides his guests through another side-splitting session of Two for the Money. Each time a pair of Herb's contestants answer correctly, the prize is doubled. So is your enjoyment. That's Two for the Money, the quiz show with a delightful difference on most of these same stations tomorrow night. Hear the top tunes of rural America on Saturday Night Country Style every week on the CBS.